We're going to dedicate the last few minutes of the hour to a kind of arms race. The weapons of choice are a little bit of imagination and an awful lot of calories. The battlegrounds are fairgrounds. Vendors at state fairs across the country are once again trying to get fairgoers to eat newer, wackier things, and almost all of them are remarkably unhealthful. In the first of two reports, Jonathan All of Iowa Public Radio takes us to the Iowa State Fair, where more than 50 different foods are sold on a stick.
I'm next to one of the many food booths here at the Iowa State Fair. This one's right outside the grandstand along the main drag through the main part of the fair. And this isn't a place to get health food.
It's tradition.
Elisa Brammer of Des Moines says eating outrageous things at the fair is a lifelong endeavor. This year, she's trying one of the new items, chocolate-covered frozen tiramisu on a stick. She says she isn't concerned about how unhealthy this snack may be.
I try not to think about that. When I'm at the fair, anything goes. Don't think about the calories. Worry about that next week when you're at the gym.
Also new at the fair this year are ground pork sliders and a hot dog in the shape of an octopus known as the Octodog. You can get some healthy food at the Iowa State Fair, but it's hard to come by. The Salad Bowl is a stand that sells healthy choices, including salad on a stick. Becky Russell of Eagle Grove is getting one, but that's not all she plans to eat today.
Oh, I'll get something later. Probably a foot-long corn dog or a bucket of cookies, pork chop on a stick.
And Russell is the only person in line at the Salad Bowl, while 40 people are waiting to get their hands on another new treat this year. Thinking the old standby, the fried Twinkie, needed a little extra punch, it's now available dipped in white chocolate, rolled in nuts, and topped with whipped cream. It's called the Twinkie Log.
So I'm going to take a bite here.
Oh my, is that good. And so bad for me.
For NPR News, I'm Jonathan All at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines.
I'm Erica Celeste at the Indiana State Fair, where corn dogs and funnel cakes are out, and something much more decadent, the donut burger, is in. You heard right, the donut burger, a fresh patty of beef and melted cheese sandwiched between two glazed donuts. When vendor Dennis Reese first heard about the donut burger, even he thought it was over the top. But then something happened.
I seen Paula Deen do it on TV, and when she does something, you know, she can sell anything.
At 800 calories a burger, fairgoer Mike Meyer gets a couple for his family.
It's just something that sounds really good, and I wanted to give it a try.
His daughter Kayla, a toddler with blonde curls, is beyond delighted. Without using her hands, she dives face first to lick the donut burger.
All right, want to take a big bite?
Go.
The Meyers say this new delicacy has a salty sweet taste and is surprisingly not greasy. It puts them in an adventurous spirit.
We gotta try something else disgusting too. I'm gonna go with the deep fried Twinkie.
I like tingling.
There are plenty of stands to choose from. Some sell deep fried Oreos and deep fried Pepsi, even deep fried butter. That's right, butter. Dennis Reese's son, Blake, introduces a new concept.
Oh, it's pigs in the mud. It's the chocolate-covered bacon that we do.
Over by the livestock barn, pig farmer Dick Brown says he's for anything that promotes his livestock.
Well, whatever sells, you know, if it's a good market outlet, there's a lot of different avenues we can, you know, go down to, you know, sell our product.
Blake Reese agrees.
Out here, you see capitalism in action more so than anywhere else, because you have the free flow of ideas and ideas bouncing off one another.
Blake Reese calls food vendors at the fair American entrepreneurs at their best, though maybe not their healthiest. For NPR News, I'm Erica Celeste.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.